Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
The children of the late songwriter David Pryor are suing Kanye West for allegedly sampling one of his songs without permission. Trina Stewart and Lorenzo Pryor allege that West used their father's 1994 song Bumpin' Bus Stop in his 2005 hit Gold Digger. They're asking the judge to stop the sale of West's record and seeking unspecified damages. Country star Brad Paisley and LL Cool J's latest collaboration, Accidental Racist, was released yesterday, and already the song, which tackles issues of racism, is sparking a heated debate among listeners. On the song, LL makes mention of both the Confederate flag and slavery as he raps, "If you don't judge my do-rag, I won't judge your red flag. If you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget the iron chains." Bradley then sings, "We're still picking up the pieces, walking on eggshells, fighting over yesterday, and caught between Southern pride and Southern blame." In a statement, Paisley said, "I did it because it feels more relevant than it did a few years ago. You have these little moments as a country where it's like, wow, things are getting better. And then you have one where it's like, wow, no, they're not." Jay-Z and Beyoncé's controversial trip last week to Cuba reportedly got the U.S. Treasury Department's stamp of approval. The two visited Cuba for their fifth anniversary on a fully licensed cultural trip. As reported, it's against the law for U.S. citizens to travel to the nation purely for tourism, but exceptions can be made in the form of cultural exchange license. Late actor Michael Clark Duncan's family has questions about Omarosa. Judy Duncan, Michael's sister, has hired a lawyer to investigate the circumstances surrounding the change of his will, making Omarosa the main beneficiary. Judy believes that Michael was not of sound mind when he made the changes because prior to his death he was not himself, slurring words and stumbling around. Judy also claims that Omarosa has already sold several of his personal items without the family's knowledge. Following last week's release of Ray J's song, If I Hit, he's now saying that it's just a song and not geared towards anyone. Reports have stated that the song is a diss towards former girlfriend Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Despite the song's lyrics, Ray J informed fans that the record was just made for fun. "It's a song. It's not about that. It's just about a concept. People are going way too deep. I'm not trying to create no war. It's all love," he said.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.